Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my great pleasure to have opportunity to present our work. So my name is Ying Yu, come from University of Florida, Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences, Indian River Research and Education Center in Fort Pierce. I have divided my presentation into 5 sections. Introduction. As high-grade phosphate reserves began to diminish in Florida, lower-grade sedimentary phosphate rock containing dolomite had to be considered as a potential fertilizer resource. The addition of organic agent, for example, humic acid, lattice HA, as an activating reagent to dolomite phosphate rock, lattice DPR, remarkably increased the availability of phosphorus by chelating calcium and magnesium ion on the surface of DPR particles, and as a result, calcium phosphorus and magnesium phosphorus bonds in DPR become relaxed to the state of being activated. The activated DPR particles expose a larger surface to biotic and abiotic agents in soil, and therefore are more readily subjected to chemical and biological breakdown. So this is the reason why DPR activated by HA fertilizers has the feature of demand-driven release relative to traditional chemical fertilizers. However, the activation of DPR with HA may decrease pH and thus enhance the release of concerned heavy metals such as Cd, Cr, Mn, Ni, Cu, Pb, and Zn. But so far, minimal information is available on the release of metals during the activation process and the amount of toxic metals in DPR activated by HA, that is, HA-DPR fertilizers. So it's our main purpose. Materials and methods. 3 DPR samples, DPR1, DPR5, and DPR7, used in this study was collected from AMC Four Corners in Central Florida. The chemical compositions of the 3 DPR samples are presented in Table 1. So from Table 1, we can see that DPR5 contains more P2O5 and less MgO than DPR1 and DPR7. So we have chosen a different kind of DPR samples. We purchased the humic acid. This commercial HA was a black, fine, free flow powder with purity of 98%. HA and DPR were mixed thoroughly with the existence of water to make HA-DPR fertilizers. The release of heavy metals from 3 HA-DPR fertilizers extracted by water was investigated using orthogonal array with 5 factors in 3 levels. The 5 factors are DPR type, HA percentage, particle size, reaction time, and the moisture content. Based on the 5 factors and the corresponding levels, we carried out 27 experiments. Each experiment repeated 3 times, so we got 81 samples to determine heavy metals by ICP. To objectively evaluate the release of heavy metals from HA-DPR fertilizers, single superphosphate, that is, SSP fertilizers based on 3 original DPRs were also made. The 3 original DPR were grounded and the sulfuric acid was added. After the mixture was react thoroughly, SSP fertilizers was then obtained and air dried, screened to the same mesh with HA-DPR fertilizers prior to use. HA-DPR and SSP fertilizers were extracted by water, and DPR were extracted by water and M3. they were all at the sample to water ratio of 1:10. This is the result and discussion. The data obtained were further analyzed using ANOVA to identify the factors which significantly affect the release of heavy metals. From the p-value shown in Table 4, we can see that there was a significant impact of DPR type on CD, CR, CU, MN, NI, and ZN. All the heavy metals determined except lead and HA percentage on copper and zinc, and a reaction time on chromium. So this is the effect of DPR type. The yellow, blue, pink columns represent HA-DPR1, HA-DPR5, and HA-DPR7 fertilizer respectively. And the two stars means great significance. One star means significance. So we can see that there was great significance between HA-DPR5 and HA-DPR7 for CD, CR, MN, NI, and ZN. And between HA-DPR1 and HA-DPR5 for MN, and between HA-DPR1 and HA-DPR7 for ZN. And just the significance between HA-DPR1 and HA-DPR5 for CD and CR. So figure 2 shows the effect of HA percentage. So we can observe that with the increase with the increasing of the HA percentage, the copper concentration decreased, and the highest concentration of zinc was detected for HA percentage of 8%, and there's a great significance between 3 and 8% for copper, and just significance between 3 and 5% for copper, and between 5 and 8% for zinc. It seems that the reaction time did not play a very important role. So we just observe the significance between 8 and 20 minutes for chromium, or only for chromium, no other heavy metals. And there was no significant impact of particle size and moisture content on the release of these heavy metals. So this is the final part of the results and discussion. Evaluation of heavy metal released from HA-DPR fertilizers. If we just extract DPR with water, as shown in these green columns, we can see that less of CD, CR, and ZN was released. And we cannot find the green columns for CU, MN, NI, and PB due to lower than their detection limit. One HA was added to original DPR samples, as shown these blue columns. We can see that they are just slightly higher than the red columns. The red columns are the release of the three heavy metals from DPR extracted by M3. So this means that the release of the three heavy metals from HA-DPR fertilizers extracted by water was quite similar with that from DPR extracted by M3. And for at least four heavy metals, the release are quite similar for between the blue columns and the red column. Since the concentration of heavy metal in M3 extraction indicate the bioavailable fraction, so this means that HA is an activating reagent. Just led to the release of a bioavailable heavy metal from DPR samples. And we can see from this figure that these pink columns are always kept the highest. The pink columns are the release of heavy metal from SSP fertilizers extracted by water. So this signified the potential environmental risk of the chemical fertilizers, and the release of all the heavy metals determined in our study from SSP fertilizers was nearly 1 to 8 times higher than that from HADPR fertilizers. So from this comparison, we can know that the HADPR fertilizer was a safer, more environmental friendly fertilizers. So in conclusion, heavy metals in DPR were more dissolved in acid medium as estimated by M3 extraction than water. Activation of DPR with organic molecular HA increased metal solubility in water, but the amount was much less than that estimated in SSP derived from DPR by acidification. A release of heavy metals from DPR during the activation process varied with DPR type, agent dosage, and reaction time. Release of CDC, RCU, MN, NI, and ZN was significantly affected by DPR type, of copper and zinc by HA dosage, and of chromium by reaction time. Water extractable amounts of heavy metals in HA-activated DPR fertilizers were comparable with those M3 extractable metals in original DPR, suggesting that the activation process only releases bare available pools of heavy metals in DPR. We want to thank you for the financial support from Florida Institute of Phosphate Research and the China Scholarship Council. And we want to thank you, MOSA Company and Ligua and Bruin for their assistance in preparation and analysis of the samples. Thank you for your attention. Thank you very much. Yes. Questions?
Yeah, thanks. It was a great talk. Very interesting. So, just in a grand scheme of all the phosphorus sources that are available, where would this rank in terms of what we're interested in cadmium in particular, in terms of the effect of cadmium uptake in plants ultimately?
You can ask him to repeat the question because he had a long lead in.
Yeah.
You can ask him.
I can understand. You want to know the calcium?
Cadmium.
Cadmium.
How much cadmium compared to other phosphorus fertilizers? Commercial.
Commercial. Oh, you mean for our fertilizer compared with the other commercial fertilizers? I think it's less than the commercial fertilizers.
Yeah, in the slide, it's already indicated it's almost like a 2 to 8 times less as compared to superphosphate. I mean, the newly developed activated fertilizers contain much less, almost like 2 to 8 times less as compared to commercial superphosphate. That's the data we
Sorry.
Thank you.